Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Good evening and welcome. It is Wednesday, which means it's time for Intuitive Tea Talk with Angel. That would be me, the belly dancing medium. I'm always very happy to be here with you guys in the evening, kind of getting through to the middle of the week. It's hump day, middle of the week, lots of crazy stuff going on all over the place. People trying to figure out what it is that's happening in the world today and in their own personal lives. And what I really want to focus on is what I'm calling the theme of the month, this month, for the work that we're doing together and the time we spend together tonight. And the theme of the month is really simple. The power word this month is joy, and how we can get you, all of you, into a space of joy, myself included. How can we get in a place where we're in complete joy? So the first thing I'm going to do, excuse me, I'm just taking a sip here of my tea. The first thing I'm going to do is ask everybody to take a deep breath, relax, and just know that everything is going to happen and everything is going to come that you are deserving of and that you are willing to accept and that you are willing to receive. And I'm going to anoint the show by taking our first caller. So I'm going to go ahead and take a caller just to get things started. Good evening. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to? Is anybody there? Hello? Hello? I'm going to try that again. Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Laura. You're on the air with Angel. I had to hang up and call back in because I was talking and nobody seemed to hear me. But you're on the air with Angel. How are you doing tonight?
I'm just good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So as I was saying when we first started, I don't know if you heard me, I was talking about how our power word this evening or this month is joy. And what I was hoping to focus on is how we can bring joy and keep joy the focus of everyone's life and everyone's space. So what can I do for you tonight in the area of joy?
Joy would be, for me, being able to finally move into my home.
Okay.
I want to purchase a house.
Okay.
And once I'm able to do that, I really will be happy. That's my main goal, to get my house. And I was actually wondering if you see that happen in the near future.
And what's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Laura.
So you want to know, Laura, if you're going to be purchasing your own house. That's what I'm hearing. And that's what's going to bring you joy. That's the thing that's going to make you the most happy. And when I look at that, I'm seeing that I'm getting that you're going to find what you're looking for. It's very positive. There's a lot of stuff that you've had to sacrifice, a lot of stuff that you've had to do to get to the point we're at today where this is a possibility for you. And you're also being asked to forgive yourself. I guess there's some things that you're kind of holding on to that have been part of this story, because this has been a long story for you, a long story of going from trials and tribulations, so to speak, and decisions and movement to get to the point where you are now, where you can look at and say, this is what I'm ready to do. So as a result, you have some things you look back on wondering, could I have made some changes? Could I have done things different? So you're being asked to engage with a space where you're in your energy of forgiveness and forgive some things that have happened with other people, but most important, forgive yourself. So the primary message that I'm getting is yes. The timing I'm not seeing, because it looks like you still have some things that you have to actually do on the practical side. So it depends on you getting these other things done. But absolutely, you could pull it together right around the end of the year going into the new year. But that's on you and you're preparing for it. Because there's the spiritual aspect of, is the energy ready and is it time? And then there's the actual practical aspect where you have to do the things that you need to do to put everything in place and find the place, decide what it is that you want to get into. All of that stuff needs to happen, and you'll be good to go. But, you know, spend some energy on forgiveness and release, and that'll help to ease this feeling like the energy is not moving forward for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Welcome. You have a fantastic evening, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, everybody. So I am Angel. I guess some of you guys weren't hearing me when I was talking at the beginning, so I'm just going to start all over again. I am Angel here. I welcome you for listening to my show here at Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time, you can hear me here on the program. Well, I will do readings. We will focus on specific challenges and issues and whatever messages that Spirit will bring to help you move your life forward. And if you go to my page, you're going to see there a whole lot of resources. And I put resources out there specifically for you so that you can have some things to tap into. If you can't reach out to me, or if you're just not in a position to reach out to me and you want to work on some things yourself, there's a couple of resources there, and I'm going to talk about some of that now before we get on to some of the other callers. So hold on tight. I will get to you. Don't go away. What I see here is I see my webpage, bellydancingmedium.com, and you're going to see the one link there called the Soul Journey Transformation. And that Soul Journey Transformation, a list of details around all the things that make up who you are, and all the areas in your centers, in your body, in your physicality, in your trans physicality, as I like to call it, that make up who you are, past, present, and future, and what it is that's going to stand in your way that you need to move, what it is you need to shift, what it is you need to let go of as you walk through all of this process. So the first thing we're going to talk about are your energy fields, and most of us know them as chakras. And the chakras are really important to grounding yourself, to releasing the things that you don't need, that are holding you back, things that are making you afraid, the things that are making you feel unworthy of the wealth that you may be seeking out, the things that make you feel you're unworthy of the love you may be seeking out, the things that are keeping you from speaking your voice, the things that are keeping you from seeing what's possible, the things that might be keeping you from connecting to the divine spirit. All these things can be found through the work that you do in engaging with the chakras. So I would encourage you to sit down and think about what you're going through right now, and think about what might be standing in your way in this power word of joy. So I invite you to take a moment to stop and imagine for just one moment, as he used to say, imagine if you will, your life is in a space of complete and utmost joy, in perfection, whatever that means to you. Really, take a moment to think about that. What does that mean to you? If this was the perfect moment and this was the perfect space and you were just able to close your eyes for a moment and then open them and you're in the absolute perfect space of exactly who it is that you feel like you want to be, what would that be? Where would you be? So like for our first caller, she'd be in her perfect home, right? Would you have the perfect job? If you did, what would that perfect job be? Would you have the perfect mate? If so, what would that perfect mate look like? What would it feel like to be in the perfect relationship? Maybe it's simpler for you. Maybe you want another car. What would it look like, this perfect car? If you were in perfect joy, what would it feel like? Dream big. Okay? Dream big. What would it look like? Now, Now that you've thought about it, now that you see yourself, see what you're wearing, see what you're driving, see what it feels like. You know exactly what it looks like, it feels like, it tastes like to be in that perfect place. I want you to focus on one thing in that image that brings you the most joy, the thing that is the most joyous thing in that image that you just created. That's what I want you to focus on. That's what I want you to ask about. As I take the next caller, that's the question I want you to ask. And if that's the reason you called tonight, that's great. But if it's not, I want you to think about that. What is the most important thing right now that's going to bring you the joy you're looking for in your life? Because if you have the opportunity to engage with somebody that has an answer that might help you move your life forward, my imagination is you're going to want to get the answer to the question that's going to bring you closer to the thing that's going to make you most joyous and complete your process of striving for that joy. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Kathy. You must be preaching to me today.
Hey, Kathy. Preach, girl. Preach. Woo.
You must be preaching to me today. That's all I'll say. Preach on.
Preach on.
Anyway, I need joy and I need faith. Why have faith? But it's just response. Received a response from the attorney saying that they will not accept either offer and that their offer stands. And I have until next Wednesday to accept it. This is take it or leave it. Don't send any other counter offers.
Okay,
I can't even make this up, okay?
Okay, so the faith and the joy are the same. I was told to tell you that. The faith and the joy are the same. So the counter offer that they, I mean, the what they came back with was stop. This is what we're offering you. You take it or leave it. Okay? And it's so far from what's acceptable to you, right?
Right. Because it was the exact same offer they presented before. They just presented it again.
And there's no other lawyer. If you did accept this, I'm just saying, if you did accept this, there's nobody to pay, right? Because the other guy's like tapped out, right? It's just a question.
You mean my lawyer?
Yeah.
Or their lawyers?
Your lawyer.
Yeah, my lawyers are out of the picture.
So your lawyer's tapped out. So now you're on this on your own. And then they're saying that you're not able to go forward and sue the contractor.
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting, and I need you to be very, very precise in what it is that you want to do, because this is your life and it is your decision. And these decisions are really super important, right? But what I'm getting is if you came back to them and said, fine, but I want to sue the, here you go, I'm going to sign this, but I'm going to sue, I need to be able to sue the guy. I will accept this if I can sue the guy. Would that suffice for you?
I already did that. That was my offer on Friday. I said I would take the amount. Yes. On Friday, I said I would take the amount and release the right for me to sue the contractors. Or here's an all-inclusive number and not sue anyone. They said no. I that's why I'm so baffled.
No. You it sounds like what you gave them was a choice of A or B. So my question is, if you went back and said, fine, I will take that, but I got to be able to sue the other guy because I have to be able to repair the damages. And if you guys aren't going to do it, that's fine. I need to get the difference from him, and I'm holding you, and I'm not holding you harmless. My relationship with you guys is done. Is that something that you would be okay with?
Yes, but I don't understand where you're going because I've already done that.
The only reason
I'm confused.
What you said to me a moment ago was, I will do it this way or you can just pay me X. So you gave me two choices, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So my question was, if you were to say, fine, I get it, I'll take that, but I got to be able to sue the other guy. I will sign off, I'll take it. I got to be able to sue the other guy, and we're done. And I hold you not harmless. You guys, you and I, our engagement with one another is over. No choices, because that's the only one.
I'm okay with that. Go ahead with your stuff.
Because what I'm feeling is that the back and the forth, they're a little browbeating because they know that you don't have representation. So they're like, this is it, and that you don't have the stomach or the expertise to kind of come back. And I don't feel like there's an attachment to this contractor. They're just trying to end it. They're just trying to end it. They've already spent all their money. This has cost them so much money. They just want it over. That's what I'm feeling. It doesn't feel like it's closed. And I know you've called a couple of people, and this feels like everybody is kind of giving you the same support. What's missing, the only thing that's missing for you is the faith. And the faith that this is going to come together for you, and the reason why it's so difficult, because it just has been a long and arduous affair. Does that make sense? It's been like it's never ending. It's never going to end. It just keeps coming and coming and going.
My question is, I understand that there is two either or, but mm-hmm. if I just put the one on the table, why do you see that they would go, oh, okay, we'll just take that now?
Because they want it over, and I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. As I feel like there's like the bully at the table, so it's like the little guy sitting on one side and the big board of corporate lawyers is sitting on the other side because you're standing there alone. They feel like if they say no to everything, that you're going to walk away, A, and they don't have to pay anything, and you don't have the ability to go and sue because you don't have an attorney, so you'd be done. They feel like they have the upper hand. It's a game.
Okay. Well, that's a game they'll lose because I can sue all by myself. I have all the case law and information to sue by myself. That's why it's not over for my end. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
But this is, and that, see, what you just did right there was exactly what I was looking for, that strength and that confidence. Because what I just heard was, well, they can just do whatever they want because I know I've got the upper hand, and if I need to sue, that's what I'm going to do because I know I'm going to win. That's called faith. That space you were in right there is the space that you need to be in, because they could very well say, well, no. And if they say no, you're going to sue them, and it's going to be drawn out longer, but you're going to get more in the long run than you would have got if they just settled. But it's a game that they're playing. You don't have attorney. They think that you're just like everybody else. If I don't have an attorney, I'm just going to just take whatever. And the attorney doesn't want to do anything because it's hard. Your case is too difficult because it's not going to pay. It's not paying $3 million. It's like small change to them. So the lawyer didn't want to do all the work. Right?
Right.
So you're on your own. Upside being, it may not be a lot, but because you don't have to share it with anybody, it actually, you know, comes out a little better for you. You just need to be able to deal with the contractor. So because the contractor is responsible, even if you have to take that guy to court, you need to be able to deal with the contractor. So if they need to be able to say, okay, done. Here's your check. Now go away. That's what they want to be able to do. And for some reason, they're trying to attach the contractor in there. So you need to make sure that it's clear to them that you're not going to hold them, that you're going to hold them harmless, that there's not going to be anything. But I'm seeing that, you know, you've got the education around the processes that, you know what there is to do, and it's almost over. It really is almost over. You know, this is our final offer. It's not enough. I need more than that, but I'm willing to do this if I can go over here and do that. Because even if you got $5,000 from that other guy, it's $5,000 more than you had, right? So they need to be able to understand that. I'm not asking for $800,000. I'm just trying to make myself whole again. And if you guys want to, right?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So if you guys can do that, and I can go over here and do that, I have the potential of making myself whole again. And you guys have to be able to allow me to do that. If you're not, that's cool. That's cool. We can play this. We can do an episode of Judge and Jury. If you want to do that, we can do that. And they don't want to do that. You have to be in that strength, that space of strength. That's all I'm seeing is that you know what to do. And you know how to do it. Yes?
Yes, because I already have plan B in motion either tonight or tomorrow to file a total complaint with the insurance commissioner to have them hopefully start investigating it too. And I will do exactly what you said. I'll give them the last ditch effort of what I have repeated to them, and I will put in there, this is my last attempt, and I will proceed on with a lawsuit, or the insurance company will be on their butts by then, I'm hoping.
I want to acknowledge something. I didn't mean to cut you off. I want to acknowledge something here. The space that you're in right now, as compared to the space that you were in when you and I started this conversation, two completely different places. You are in power right now. And that's big. That's big. And that's what you need. That's the lesson. And all the things that you're looking for to happen, the coming out of this, the career, all these other things that you were looking for are going to start to open now, because who you are today was the reason for all of this. Can you feel that?
Oh, most definitely. I have changed a lot from the first that we stopped. I've done a shift in probably the last 2-3 weeks where I have faith and joy. I have true faith. When I said I was good on Friday when I submitted it, I was so good. It was almost scary how good I was. That's how good I was. I'm serious.
That's amazing.
And today when I read the email, I wasn't crying. I wasn't upset. I pretty much chuckled and went, okay, whatever, game on. I just didn't know if I should reply to that or proceed. I was proceeding on because it's on my to-do list with the insurance company, the insurance commissioner, because I have, it's a lot of stuff I have to do for that. But because I don't know if they will or won't. Actually, let me ask you that. Can you see that? Will they actually pick up the complaint and investigate it?
Yes. Yes. Just put all your stuff together and make sure you have everything, including the engagements with the other attorney. That feels like there's something in that as well.
Okay.
So I just want
to. That's another to-do list of.
Yes.
I have bar complaints concerning the attorneys. I have a whole laundry list of stuff to do. Okay.
I'm gonna let you go so we can get some other callers, because you and I could do this all night, because we do have fun talking to each other. But think about what you can do to support the process as you're going through this. It's a really good story, and it would be really good to get out and let people know what's happening. You could do something as simple as starting a GoFundMe page to help yourself go get through this. And what that's also going to do is give you some visibility, so that people can see as you're going through this, what all you've gone through and what's happening.
And what was the first part of that? You said something, and then I heard start a GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe
page
to support yourself through this as you're reestablishing your life, because there's definitely some things that you need, some practical things you need to make your space more livable and all that kind of stuff. So you might want to think about that. That was another thing. I meant to say that earlier on, because that came to me when I was looking at the energy, that there's a support system out there for you, and that you might get a little support if you did that, but you'll also get a little visibility on your process as you let the world come in and support you.
Okay, I can research that. I have no idea how to do it, but I can put it on my list.
It's really simple. It's not too difficult for you to do. All I got to do is go in and pull up the website, and all the information will be there for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a fantastic evening, and I'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, guys. It's really super, super neat watching people explode in their power and awaken to what's possible. And I'm always touched and moved when I work with people and that happens. And sometimes it doesn't happen the way you want it to happen. You know, sometimes we can be spot on and it's perfect. Sometimes it is still spot on and it's still perfect. But as you're squeezing through the needle to get to the other side, hurts a little bit because the hole is tight and there's blades on it. But when you get to the other side, your dreams are there and you're exactly where you want to be. And nobody said it was going to be easy, my friend. Very few people get to go down to the local liquor store, throw a dollar on the table, buy a lottery ticket, and then, you know, next week they're a multimillionaire. That doesn't happen to all of us. And life is like the lottery. It's just, what are you paying? What are you placing down on the counter to buy your ticket? Are you paying through the lessons? Are you paying through forgiveness? What is it that is the price for you to pay? And the price there is to pay is usually what you need to let go of, what you need to release, what you need to work through. And we all have different lessons. And I have noticed, not just in working with my clients, but I've noticed even in my own personal experience, that when your life is about to explode into your dreams, that needle is hard to get through because, my friend, those lessons and those let goes are the hard things. They're the things that challenge your soul. They're the things that hurt deep inside that you haven't probably touched and didn't looked at since you were very young, that you may not have even known that you had issue with. It's really interesting how that can happen to us. So when you look at this page on my website that speaks to the soul journey transformation, and you go through the chakras, I have the chakras listed there for you. And at next to the chakras, little cute chakra icons, I list what the each chakra, what the attributes are for each chakra. Really simple listing. There's much more detail to each of them, but this simple list of attributes kind of touches on which area of your being this particular energy center tends to affect. So, for example, if you're having a hard time accepting your sense of deserving around wealth, we'll call it the wealth mindset, this being able to live beyond paycheck to paycheck, being able to get what it is that you really want, being able to be independent, those lower chakras, the root chakra and the sacral chakra, are the chakras that are very connected to that. They're also the ones that are very connected to the more sensual aspects of our being, our sensual, emotional issues, our pleasure centers, our sexuality, our sense of abundance, all the stuff, all that really earthy stuff is attached and connected to those two chakras. So what there is to do when that's what's getting in your way is to work with those chakras, work with those energy centers. Whether you understand how to do it yourself through meditation and contemplation, or if you need to find someone to help you through it as well, doesn't matter, as long as you're getting the work done, as long as you're getting in there and doing it. And I promise you, it's like a magic trick. If you spend the time, and you can start with a simple 7-day process, you can get that first 7 days, go through and do the work in that area, you will find yourself uplifted. You will find yourself releasing, and you'll find yourself making a turn and making changes, and it'll feel different. It really will. Let's take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for asking. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have a lot of my, I got a lot of my ducks in a row, and I met a guy, and I'm ready for a partner, and I was wondering if this particular guy is, if there's a future with him, or if I should just let it go.
Okay. So is this the thing that's going to bring you joy in your life? This one guy?
At this point, yes, because I got everything else done.
Oh, at this point. At this point, because everything else is done.
Yeah, I was busy with other stuff, but now I'm like,
okay.
Well, maybe I could like let somebody share this,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay, so that's an interesting answer. I like it.
Yeah,
what is his first name?
I have like a list. I have to do it in a row.
What's his first name?
His first name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. So the first thing that I hear when you said his name is don't compromise. And I hear that because it feels like there's some stuff missing. And so it's like, there's Jeremiah and it feels like it's great, but there's some stuff missing. So you just got to know that that's not going to change. That stuff is missing. You have an ideal scenario. You have an ideal life mate. You have an ideal image and feel and of what it's supposed to be. And just because you've completed everything on the checklist and this thing is next doesn't mean that it's time for it today.
Right.
But Jeremiah is a lot of fun, and it's a great like the practice field, so to speak, as you get out there, because
yeah.
You have not been focusing on this for a while, so you're kind of a little rusty
no.
in some area. You like you need to you need to learn how to hula again, so to speak, right? And so
right.
It's a great space for you to be in today, but there is going to be a point where you're going to start looking at him going, man, blah, 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 you would be amazing. Don't compromise. Because something else, I mean, if this is what you want, you are what we call a magical manifester, okay? And the thing about being a magical manifester is you are really in tune with your systems and with the connections that you have with your spiritual support system. So you're a person that can make anything happen. The only limitations you have is what you limit yourself to. You could literally make anything happen. You
oh,
could
that's
say,
kind of awesome.
I want to go to Hawaii next
I didn't know that.
You are a man. You should know you've got all your ducks in a row. The only limitation you have is how big do you want to dream, right? You just got to learn to dream bigger, and you'd be surprised how much you could manifest. So think about being a magical manifester is you can manifest on demand if you're really in the right space. So if you put yourself
in a
space. I've
done that, and I was like, that was weird. I thought it was just weird coincidences.
Nope, that's you. That's who you are. Not all of us can do that. That's who you are. That's an amazing talent. It really is beautiful and amazing to be able to do that. But here's the challenge. Not everything you manifest may be what you want, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make –
Be careful what you wish for. That's what everybody says to me.
But not everybody can wish and it happens. Some of us go like, boy, I sure wish this would happen tomorrow, and wake up and it doesn't happen. You can do that.
My friend
said
that to me the other day. She said, you're the only person that I've ever seen who can literally go outside and say something, and then it happens.
And
she said, stop saying stuff.
Nope. Don't stop saying stuff. Change the stuff that you say.
Well, she was at work. She works in a bar. And I went down and got a pop and was, like it was a dead night. So we were BSing. And I said, well, it's 11:11. I'll make a wish. I said, I wish for the weirdest scenario ever to happen right now. And sure enough, it went from dead to the weirdest group of human beings ever walking into that bar. She said,
that sounds like
I'm going to kill you.
But so what I challenge you to focus on is I challenge you to focus on changing how you create those wishes, changing how you create, how you manifest, and changing how you do that. And something else you're going to need to contemplate that the divine is going to put in front of you is how can you create that for other people? Because what you have is a talent, and a talent that's been given to you from the divine. And so with talent comes great responsibility, right? So you got to wish for the stuff that's important to you. You got to wish for the stuff that's going to make a difference for you. You got to wish for the stuff that's going to bring you that joy. And then you got to start helping people wish for the same, right? And so if what you're looking for is the perfect relationship, then you got to manifest that. And so the way the divine works when it's those soul journey things, and a relationship is a soul journey thing, it's a life purpose thing, because this is somebody you're going to be with of your life, right? Is that
right.
when you meet this person, you have to be at the same, in the same space, because it has to be that soul connection. And you're on point in every area of your life, but because you've been working hard, you've been eyes down working hard, you have forgotten what it's like to be in a really great relationship. So somebody's been brought to you, and it happens a lot. I'm in this conversation a lot with people. Somebody's been brought to you so that you can remember what that feels like, so that when the other person comes, you'll be in the same space. But you can turn this one. You can turn this one into the relationship, because you are a magical manifester. But just know you're going to look up one day and there's a possibility that you're going to go, you know, I don't like the way you stir your coffee. Why do you chew with your mouth? You know, it's going to be like that.
Sounds like me.
and this is just who they are. It's going to be confusing. It's going to be confusing for him. He's like, but I was always like this. I don't understand. And you're like, well, whatever. But it's not a bad relationship. It's not a horrible connection. I would hate for you. I told somebody this once, and they called me back the next week. It's like, yeah, I broke up with him. Like, well, it's not what I told you to do.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not somebody who jumps in with both feet and my eyes closed. I take my time. I like to feel people out before. I mean, this is something, like, we talk, like, every 3 or 4 days. It's not like a, oh, my God, I'm passionately in love with you. It's fun, basically.
Yes. Yes, it's a fun relationship, and it's a safe space because you both are comfortable with each other. So it's a relationship that you guys can both engage in that will help you get through this process. And then what will happen is when you're ready, this other person will just kind of magically appear, like everything else magically appears in your life. does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad I could help. You have a fantastic evening. You got to let me know how things go, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So fun, so fabulous. I can tell you the relationship question is always difficult to answer, especially when people are ready for a relationship right now, and I totally understand. I can totally relate to it. We want a really great relationship. It's really hard being alone. And even when people tell you, excuse me, I want to be alone, we don't really want to be alone. We don't. We want to share our lives with someone. Even if we're the grouchiest, grumbliest person on the planet, we want to share our lives with someone. And we want to share our lives with someone in a relationship that has meaning. We want to share our lives with someone that shares the same things that we share. We want to share our lives with somebody that shares the same vision and dreams. We want to be with someone that makes us feel amazing. All that stuff, everyone wants to feel that at whatever way in which they can feel it. So if I go back to what I was talking about before, you go back to the chakras, and I want to have a relationship with someone, and I'm stuck in a spot where, say, my throat chakra is just blocked, and I've got fears of self-expression. I'm afraid to speak my truth. I'm just having, just stuck in this space, and I'm reaching out to find someone, I'm probably going to either pull someone to me that's in the same space, or I'll pull someone to me that's an abusive person that affects me in the same way. I could have all kinds of scenarios engaging with this space that's not giving me what I need or giving me what I want. And so got to heal through that so I can be in a stronger position to bring to me that perfect love that's going to give me everything. And then I'm going to be able to give them everything. And then it's going to be beautiful, right? So it's really super important that you are in a space as you're looking for those things that bring your life joy, work, career, love, home, all the things that are those high level, important life joy things, that you're in a space where as you're creating that stuff, you're creating it in a full energy, a healthy energy system. So visit my space, my page. Oh, I said my space. Is my space still around? BellyDancingMedium.com. It's linked right there on the radio show. Go to the Soul Journey Transformation link and you'll see The chakra system there. I'm also want to give you an opportunity to go to the Soul System Diagnostic Service under services. This is a special session that I put together for listeners on the radio. It's a $45 session, a 20-minute session. It is going to take you through kind of a process of helping you get the answers and dig deep through one specific situation. I'm going to give you some tools, give you some guidance and some answers to help you through that one process. It's a little less financially draining for some people, so I wanted to put something together to support the folks that listen to my show. So if you do have the opportunity, would like to get some more in-depth information, stop over my page and book that session, and I can take care of get you in the system so we can get you some clarity. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello, hello. Oh, it looks like they dropped. I'm going to go on to the next caller. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Mike.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Do for you tonight, Mike.
Well, about a month ago, just over a month ago, was in a auto accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'm fine. So that everything's with the lawyers and dealing with the insurance and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I was curious, kind of what you see in regards to like the settlement and with the time frame and everything that's kind of going in and around that, because unfortunately
Understood.
I can't get another vehicle until that all gets worked out.
Okay. Is this going to bring you joy, Mike? Joy and peace and happiness to get this, to resolve this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I think it happened for a reason, but I don't know why.
Cool. And, it's funny because one of the things I do here on the radio is I also – I'll work with a deck of cards just to pull the energy in, and it's a Dorian mm-hmm. Virtuous Saints and Angels card. And as you were saying, I think it happened for a reason. The card that came out was learning experience. Like there was this experience what came to you for a specific reason around not just there's two things I'm getting. One, the need to stop. The need to stop and slow down your pace. And pay attention to kind of yourself and the thought going on in your life. So this life contemplation process that you need to put more time into. So there was that. And then there's something else you're being moved to do, to move forward into a different area in your life, to kind of change, evolve into something else. And this gave you time to kind of spend time, because you had to. You were forced to kind of spend time, do another thing. So that was what I got. And then the second card I pulled was triumph. So the question was, do you see this thing coming to an end in a positive way? And then the triumph card came up for that. So there are no more positive things that I could say to that other than those two. It's an amazing connection that this learning experience is coming to you to make you triumphant, and you are going to be triumphant in your process. And I see it, so it's like the earlier caller. It's one of those legal situations that just feels like it's never gonna end. And it will. It will definitely end, and it will end in a way that you're gonna be very happy. You're gonna feel triumphant, and then when you get through it, you're also gonna be opening up into a new area of your life. Have you been thinking about getting into healing work? Is that what I'm seeing?
It's interesting. I get that a lot, and I'm intuitive. I have some mediumship stuff, and it's like I don't know what modality type of thing.
So here's the thing about the modality: the people that are being inspired to get into the healing arts now is that the reason why you don't know what modality is because you're being inspired by the divine energy of the universe. And it's something, there's something new coming out that nobody has really been able to name, so there's a lot of people kind of trying to find what it is, because we are in a society where everybody has to have like papers,
a
you know what I mean? Yeah, you have to have like a cert from a blah, blah, blah with this, and you have to be attuned to that. And if you don't have all that stuff, then you don't have the credibility want. You know, there are a lot of people out there. I mean, I certify people in mediumship because people need to say they have talked to somebody that kind of anointed them. And so with the healing stuff that's coming down right now, it's so different. And the way that I'm being told about it, because one of my primary guides is St. Matthew, the apostle. And the way that he describes it to me, it's like the Christ healing from back in the day where he just would put his hands on people and they get up and walk. It's just such a pure, direct flow of energy. And there's no label for that because there's nothing for us to label. Nobody can teach you that. Mike, nobody can teach you that. What they can teach you is if you're struggling with grounding yourself, maybe you need somebody to help you meditate, maybe you need somebody to help you make connection, you know what I mean? Somebody can help you with that. The mediumship training is really great because mediumship training will help you connect to spirit in the most pure way. The only other pure way would be like channeling. So because there you're communing directly with spirit. So you can work with someone to help you do that. But once you're there, they're going to teach you everything you need to know.
Mm.
That's why you're having a hard time finding a modality. Now, you're welcome to take them. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. No. I was just going to say that, you know, that's the thing. It's just like with this time, I'm like, I have to, and again, I'm kind of detail oriented with a business background. And it's like, well, okay, I need to do this and this and, it's, you know, all that kind of stuff, knowing that I have this time.
What you need to do is go inward with this time. You can make a list and turn that list on to yourself. The other thing that they're telling me is you can heal yourself by connecting to this energy. It's very powerful, pure energy. It's almost scary because it's so powerful. But that's how they did it in the day before there was judgment, before we needed labels, and before the practical side of man took over and the mystical side of man became, we had to go in a closet with it, right? And so now it's like, it's more important that you're a lawyer than you're a mystic. And back in the day, we had prophets and mystics running all over the place. It was everywhere. So if you could find the time, you could take the same practical process that you have and turn it into ministering to yourself. And instead of writing down lists of things to do outside your body, write a list of things to do inside your body. You spend 30 minutes to an hour meditating on this. You could do some research. You can go online, do some research. You could buy a book. You can go to a workshop. Do what you need to do. Then you'll be surprised where you're at as you look at this thing unfolding. And then you could start manifesting magically like our earlier caller there, because you have that connection. If you have that connection to the divine, you truly are able to manifest magically. You really are.
Awesome.
That makes sense?
Yeah, because perfect, because, again, an old boss in the mortgage industry would tell me, she's like, once you get out of your little bitch session that you have for 2 weeks, the minute you come out of it, it's just like it turns on a faucet and there goes the business again.
You know.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, and it is going to be good. I see good things for you, and I would love to hear from you to see how things are going, because, you know, once this ignites and once you're over this distraction, then you can really start focusing on switching up, and you're going to be one of those guys standing up here in a few years talking about, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that this is what I would be doing, and yet here I am.
Oh. Right, and even with the gifts themselves, having a business background, like, and it all happening at 40, I'm like, what?
Yep,
I'm just like a regular dude.
It's a regular dude, man.
I like football and chicken wings. I mean,
ain't nothing wrong with football and chicken wings. So no vegan platters at your retreat. Okay.
No.
Thank you so much for calling in, Mike. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and how things go. I'm going to send you some love and blessings around your situation, and hope that this will come to an end very quickly so that you're going to be in a very positive space. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you. Have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Healers coming up all over the place. It's so wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. We need healers so bad in the world that we're in today. So I'm going to do my little commercial here before I can see if I can take another caller here. Please go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. It is linked right there in the show. I'm going to ask if you have a moment to please slap over there and go to my Facebook page. It's right in the middle of the page. And click it and like it. I'm trying to increase my Facebook likes. I get hundreds and thousands of connections with people through the radio a week, but I only got like 79 likes on my Facebook, and I put a lot of information out there for you guys, so I would love to interact with you on Facebook. I'm going to be doing some things, some Facebook Live events coming up and some webinars coming up, and I'd love to be able to invite you to participate in them so that you can get some details, get some information to help you along in your process. And I've just created my vlog, and I've been posting in it like mad. So what I do every week, or I try to do every week, is post a weekly spread, a three-card spread, and I try every day to post a one-card reading. And my desire is to give you something that you can start your day with, so that you can go in and you catch a reading. If you go to look at the website, there's a handful of readings there. You can go in there, look at some of the readings that I've had this week, see what connects to you. You can look at what resonated that day that made sense. But the thing about these readings, if you click one, that's probably the reading for you that day. My desire is to have hundreds of readings out there for you to pull on that you'll be able to get some information on and grow and develop from. And then lastly, if you haven't done so already, I encourage you, as a matter of fact, I invite you, I implore you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio at New Age Guild Radio. I have lots of fun shows here for you to listen to. We've got a lot of lineup coming up in the coming weeks that I'm hoping you're going to have a lot of fun with. I'm going to take another caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, hello, Angel. My name is Anne. How are you doing?
I'm awesome, Anne. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So what can I answer for you that's going to bring you joy in your life?
Well, I would like to see, I would like to ask if you see a love relationship for me.
Okay, so I've got like 4 minutes. So can you give me, like, do you have somebody that you're interested in or anything like that? Because it's going to take a little time if you want me to just say, are you going to find, you know, someone in the coming months or so and so forth? Because we don't have a lot of time.
I was interested, but this person is out of contact.
Sorry?
I don't know. I was interested, but this person is not contacting me. I don't think that he is interested.
Do you want me to look at that? See if they're interested?
Well, I don't know, because it's
been
like 3 or 4 weeks. Well, maybe there is someone else that you see on the horizon, or maybe I just don't know what the cards say.
So in the little bit of time that we have, what I see, I do see that you are going to find someone. I'm getting that you are so focused on finding someone right now that you are not remembering that this spiritual connection is really important. So you're being asked to pray. You're being asked to go into contemplation and allow your energies and your connections to the divine to help you be grounded around this question of when is this next person going to come in. Because the spiritual connection for you is super important. Because, you know, you have the blessing energy around you. You have the energy where you're very truthful. So that could be challenging for some people. But you also have a wonderful childlike quality. All these things together make it very important that the person that's with you have a strong spiritual connection to you so that they can help you move forward in the way that you want to move. So the answer to your question is, you know, you say, do you see someone coming in? Absolutely see somebody coming in. You will be rewarded. You know, you're actually going to get the reward of the person that you're looking for. But you got to shake the need for the person and connect your need for completion. Like, I'm looking for someone to complete me. Bring me someone that's going to complete these areas, that's going to be the perfect person for what I'm looking for, that's going to come for me at the absolute perfect time. And I trust that it's going to happen, and I leave it in your hands. Amen. And have faith that it's going to happen, and know that it's going to happen when it's ready, because you've got other things that you're finishing up right now that need to be completed. That are the reasons why it's taking a little bit of time for the person to come.
Do you have
I don't have any specific time frame, because you got to get through. You got to get through this holiday cycle. There's something about this holiday season that you got to get through. It looks like a financial process. It looks like, I don't know if you're starting a new job, if you're moving, or if you're getting promoted. There's something happening in your in your process, and there's some healing there. So I don't know. Are you recovering from something, going into surgery? You have something happening in your life where you're like dealing with some physicality that you're either completing or going into?
Not to me. My mom was very sick, but she's
okay.
Getting better.
She's getting better.
Okay. And she's so elderly, so actually she's not even staying with me. Mom is mom, but my life, you know, is not, nothing has changed, so I just, it's very difficult, you know.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. There was lots of energy around healing and hospital and stuff. And so that having been said, that's a little bit of chaos that you're having to kind of transfer out of. And so bringing somebody in this space is difficult. So what you need is you need to calm the chaos down. And I would encourage you to spend some time on your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time on your heart chakra. You need to do some work with release and forgiveness and acceptance. But this holiday season, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. And so just be there with your mom and do what you need to do to take care of yourself around that. And then
what do you mean
stuff,
of a challenge, holiday season?
It feels like your energy is going to be drained because you've got so much to do. Because as you got your mom is ill and she's recovering, and you got work and you got all this stuff, and it just feels like it's going to be a drain. That's all I'm seeing. It's just a drain. I'm not seeing anything dark or crazy. I'm just seeing that it's going to be a challenge for you. And so you need to get yourself in a space of grounding and work on healing around your heart chakra. And you should be able to see some ease around that. And then somebody will be brought into your life once some of the chaos calms down. There definitely will be somebody brought into your life. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Angel.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a fantastic evening and take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I am Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium, and I am sorry to say that our show is coming over for the evening. I will be back next week. In the meantime, I will send you all love and blessings. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again. And again, I invite you to join my mailing list, like my Facebook page, and enjoy the rest of your fantastic life. Bye-bye.